I'd like to call the meeting to order. Telephonic number 3-09. Kevin Patsy, would you do a roll call, please?
Mr. Cuddy? Mr. Armacost?
Here.
Mr. Storr?
Here.
Mr. Beck?
Here.
Mr. Chamberlain?
Here.
Mr. Graham?
Here.
Mr. Rigby?
Here.
Chairman Ewing is absent. Six present.
And I have Peter Anderson, Mike Webster, Lynn Tominaga, John Chatburn from the public. Is that all we have?
Anybody else on the phone? And Mr. Chairman, around the table here, you have Hal Anderson.
Helen Harrington.
Dalton Wimberly, Boise State Radio.
Brian Patton, Water Resources.
Patsy McGordy, Water Resources.
And that's all here in IDWR. Bob McLaughlin just walked in.
Thank you, Hal.
Has anyone tried to contact Chuck?
I have not. I can, Brian, I'll have Brian give him a call and remind him.
And on the phone, Harriet Hensley.
Welcome, Harriet.
Thank you. Good morning.
I don't ever listen to me, so I'm right by my telephone.
Okay.
Is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman,
I just had a couple of suggestions for word changing.
Let's make sure we have no public comment, and then we'll go ahead and take care of that later.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, let's just make it clear is that we're resuming the meeting that was started yesterday and recessed until this morning.
Yes. Hearing no one that wants to make any public comment, let's get into Easter Snake Plan Oxford Camp Plan. Mr. Beck.
Mr. Chairman, there's a couple of word changes. One's in section 3.3 under the first paragraph of the Phase 1 Implementation Plan. I'm just wondering if this needed to be added. The last sentence of the first paragraph, it reads, the board staff, and I'm just adding the apostrophe S for board. And that happens again in 4.2.
Is everyone there?
Page 25.
It's 25 and page 30, I believe.
I see. The last sentence of the first paragraph, Leonard?
Yes.
Okay.
Where it says the board, staff, and or contractors?
Yes.
Yes, and on page 30?
Page 30 in the last paragraph, just before 4.3. End of the first line.
Mr. Vice Chairman, that actually is used a number of times in the document, so I'm sure that Helen can do a find on the word document if you do a search for staff.
Okay.
I just found it in section one. I think for the most, people are referring to board staff as one entity, but it's probably more correct to say the board's staff.
Any other feelings on the part of the board members?
Mr. Chairman, I also have another suggestion, if I could.
Yes.
Under 3.3 again, when it starts to list the water user categories and their participation, I've stated before, I don't like the word contribution. To me, that means voluntary, and as such, under the Phase 1 funding participation targets, I would ask us to consider striking the word contribution and add the word based on participation. And that would also hold true to the appendix portion of that same wording.
Okay.
Where are we at, Mr. Beck?
Go ahead, Leonard.
Oh, I see.
Still on 3.3, right underneath that first paragraph that I explained to you about.
I understand. I understand. It's in parens there?
Yes, it's in parentheses there, and it's probably in the same on the appendix. I would ask us to strike the word contribution and add the word participation.
To be consistent with the heading.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you have anything else, Mr. Beck?
I do not, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Beck, did you have something in section 4.1?
Yes, and I had called yesterday, and under the, remind me, Helen, where we're at.
It's on page 29, section 4.1. There's a sentence in the second paragraph of section 4.1 that was added. In addition, the board will appoint one of its members to serve as a liaison. The suggestion you made was that the board will appoint one of its members or an alternate. But perhaps that should appoint one of its members and an alternate.
That would mean that you would have a liaison and an alternate in case the liaison couldn't make the meeting, then the alternate could.
Might I make a suggestion? How about instead of alternate, we put in there, in addition, the board will appoint at least one of its members to serve as a liaison between the committee and the board?
I would not have any problem with that, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Beck, would you like to make your changes in the form of a motion?
Mr. Vice Chairman, may I interrupt before you proceed?
Yes.
I'm still unclear about the substitution of participation for contribution and where that takes place.
In the table?
Contribute is also used in the discussion of the 60% and the state of Idaho's balance. So I'm just confused where we're substituting.
The place where Mr. Beck suggested we put that was in the chart under water user category, and then the next line over is phase one funding participation target. $3 million annually based on, instead of contributions, participation.
Okay.
Now, is there somewhere else in the document?
There was another one, yes.
Yeah, it's in the text. It's in the text above the table.
Right.
These contribution categories have been discussed and conceptually agreed, but necessary mechanisms have yet to be finalized.
Is that in the appendix, Helen?
I believe
yes.
It's probably in both places.
I don't see it.
I don't see
it. Oh, yes. I have it below the table.
Okay. It's just the way it wraps around.
Yeah, below the table, the second sentence.
Yeah, that does. Well, where are... I haven't got the second one either. I've got the first one in the parens. Where's the second one?
The second one is below the table.
Okay, I'm in the appendix right now.
Oh, see, yeah, we're in the body of the text.
Okay.
From page 26.
On page 26.
Paragraph below the table beginning with, it is estimated
yep.
$50 million. And then continue reading and you'll find it.
To the next sentence at the top of the following page. Last.
And it's conceptually agreed to participate.
To contribute. To contribute
60%.
So would you like a find and replace to replace contribute with participate or participating or participatory and whatever?
Well, in this sentence, I think contribute is a better term for me. But
I think that was the intention of the committee, but Mr. Beck may have some concerns about that.
We could certainly, and I don't have any major concerns there, but I feel that we could add the words conceptually agreed to participate to the extent of 60% of the required funds with the state of Idaho participating. I don't have any problem with how that works. I just had a problem with the other one.
In Appendix B, the introductory paragraph on page 36, we still have contribution there. We'll replace in the table and in that paragraph above.
So the following should be participation.
Right. So the following table outlines a recommended funding approach for phase one implementation, including participation targets. Would that be correct to change contribution?
Has everybody got that? It's back in the appendix on page 36. And that's to change the text to be consistent with what, with the table and text that's in the body of the plan.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jerry.
Mr. Rick.
My only concern with changing that is, again, this turf issue. Was there a reason why it had that wording consistent throughout? Is that going to cause a problem with those who were there? How you were even there?
Yeah, I was there, Mr. Chairman. I don't think so. What I think happened is when it was, everything was moved, we changed the term of contribution to participation, and that somehow didn't make it into the appendix.
Okay, so long as we don't, again, you know how words can...
I absolutely
change.
Do.
Okay.
The Appendix B was drafted and put in, and there are several places where contribution has been put in there.
Right.
And I believe it should be participation.
I'll correct that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do we need a motion to do that, or is the board pretty well on board with that?
We just want to make sure that everybody understands what the changes are so that when we vote, everybody has the marked up version and are comfortable with the changes that the board's
made. How about it? We just ask the board if anybody's got any hang up with those changes.
Does anyone have any hang up with those changes, Mr. Graham?
I do not.
Mr. Armacon?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Silence
Great.
Means consent.
Mr. Rigby?
No, subject to that one question, no.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I just want to make sure we're clear that the substitution of contribution for participation targets will be implemented throughout the document except for the one paragraph that states that the parties have conceptually agreed to contribute 60% with the state of Idaho contributing.
Understand that, Mr.
Okay. You can call me anything.
No, I would not do that. Any other modifications? Is everyone happy with the plan the way it sits?
Mr. Chairman, this is Hal. I just want to verify that that you and Mr. Beck both received the document and have had a chance to look at it.
Anderson, that is the case on my part, and I'm sure that given the contributions by Mr. Beck that he has thoroughly indulged himself with this document.
I don't know about the word thoroughly, but I've read it.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to pass the resolution in the form.
Yes, Bob Graham, I so move.
I second that, Mr. Leonard.
Been moved and seconded.
Mr. Chairman, this is Vic Armacost.
Yes,
is the fact that we have the date of the 28th in there of any significance? Should we move that to the 29th or is the 28th is fine?
This is a continued meeting from the 28th, so I don't see a problem with it, but I'm sure we can certainly change that very
soon. Well, I'm asking. It doesn't matter.
And I actually have the 29th on my document.
It should be changed.
Yes, it should be changed.
And that's very easy for us to do. That will be the only change to the resolution, and I believe it'll be dated the 29th of January, 2008.
In fact, the one Patsy has is dated 29th.
Okay. So.
Is there any more discussion?
Question?
Patsy, would you do a roll call vote, please, considering the importance of this?
Someone had a question.
Call for the question.
Okay. Mr. Cuddy? Mr. Armacost?
Yes.
Mr. Storr?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Chamberlain?
Aye.
Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Rigby?
Yes.
6 ayes and 2 absent.
Gentlemen, the motion passes. Let's submit this to the legislature.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will make these final edits. We will also, you saw the version that we had that we put together to submit, the pretty version, I would call that. We will put it into that format that we presented to the board, take care of all these editorial changes, make sure that we get copies out to all the board members, and I will write a letter, a transmittal letter to both the Senate and House Resource Committee chairs with the submitting the board plan to them, and hopefully we will get that done and submit it to them, finished up probably this week and submit it to them early next week to be on target. Monday is the 2nd, I believe, so I'll probably hand deliver it to them next Monday. At least that's, unless there's a problem on our end.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there any other items that board members may wish to present?
This is Bob. I'm sure somebody's going to do that, but maybe Jonathan would like to hear this.
Yes, I'll send an email to Jonathan as soon as we get off the line here. That job well done.
Very good. Mr. Graham?
Yes.
Do you have any item you wish to present?
Nothing.
Mr. Rigby?
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Beck?
Mr. Chairman, I would just make this comment, and that is we had talked about the possibility of assessment through the county tax rolls, and I would just encourage the legislators to act promptly and try to implement that so the funding could come in more rapidly than what we talked about yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Beck, and I would vote in favor of that also. I think we can get this on the tax rolls by December and probably have money coming in such a way that we can start implementing the state plan.
Mr. Chairman, I would also just make this comment that in conversations with not only my own county commissioners, but I know that other county commissioners have been approached, and in some counties, the counties are already taxing irrigated acres for assessments for water projects, so it shouldn't be a major deal.
Very good. Mr. Armacost?
Nothing, sir.
Mr. Storr?
Nothing.
Gentlemen, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved. I'll second that and hope that we should not need any more over the format and the wording of this document.
With that, we're adjourned, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you all.